You know, once word got out that this would be a fine place to live, folks started coming in droves. Oh, it was a hard life at first, but those early pioneers thought it was worth it. Here are Bob Bungard, Betty Ryan, and Steve Rudek to tell you about some of those hardy souls.
Denny Gustafson, known for years, lived here and lived in the community forever. Born here and raised here before Billy Fawcett came into town.
So he told you about some old pioneers. I mean, we're talking about real pioneers here.
He did. He talked about Sigra Breno as one individual. Sigra homesteaded property in the city of Breezy Point, right where Antler's restaurant is today. He homesteaded 160 acres. His brother, Fingar Breno, homesteaded another 160 acres right next door. According to an old plat book, Fingar raised Holstein cattle and was born in Norway in 1876 and then settled in what is now Breezy Point in 1909. Interesting enough, Denny went on to tell a story about Sigra honing out a railroad tie, and Betty, you know that story.
Well, what always made me so amazed was that he would hone out this railroad tie, walk all the way to Pequot Lakes, and the railroad would pay him 10 cents for that railroad tie.
When you're talking about honing out a railroad tie,
it has to have four flat sides.
Yeah, probably doing that with what, knives? Big blades?
I think there was a draw blade that they used then. A railroad tie is what, 10 feet long? And then he put it on his shoulder and walked to Pequot, which had to be at least 6 miles,
and you know,
the way the roads went those days.
Sigra would grade the road between Breezy Point and the Lake Hubert Railway Station and then come by horse and buggy to Breezy Point. And he did that with a team of horses.
The people who live on Lincoln Point, they would come by train, and the farmers would meet them with wagons, usually, because they had a lot of stuff that they brought on that train. They had to have everything that they were going to have. They had their tents. They had all that. The farmers would bring them up to Pelican Lake. They stayed the whole summer.
The story is also told about Sigra when he homesteaded the acreage where Antlers now sits. They had to first build a barn for the cattle that first winter. Sigra and his family then lived in a hole in the ground to survive the cold, cruel winter.
It's a good place to be when it's cold out.
Yes.
The first earth shelter that there ever was, that one.
Also, another thing, the main road at that time going into Pequot was what is now the Bushman Road. The County Road 11 was not even here at that time.
Oh, and then there's a story about Clark Gable, and there's a room in the Fawcett house where he's supposed to have come and stayed.
Talk about stories. How about the stories of the revenuers?
That's one of my favorites. And you know about the sheriff.
Well, yeah, I talked to an old sheriff once who pretty much confirmed that this did happen. During those days when gambling was illegal and alcohol was illegal, and the revenuers would come up from Minneapolis, and the revenuers at that time could not effect arrests. They would have to rely on the local sheriff to accompany them and make any arrests. When the revenuers would get to Little Falls, they'd ring up the sheriff in Crow Wing County. The sheriff then would call up to Breezy Point and let them know that the revenuers were on their way, and they'd get rid of the slot machines and all the illegal things that they had there.
Can you imagine they hauled it all down in the basement? What about the tunnel? There's supposed to be a tunnel underneath the Fawcett house.
I heard that there was tunnels going between some of the buildings, the old supper club, and I understand that there is a partial tunnel still existing today underneath the Fawcett house.
There's also a story that there's buried silver that was hidden in a wall that's in Breezy there someplace too.
If the walls could talk, I'm sure there would be a lot to tell.
There could be some really interesting stories about people who came here, too.
Seems like the moral of the story is tourism first.
Yeah, tourism first, right.
Build a barn for the cows and move the family into a hole in the ground. Babe thought that was a great idea. Those were some tough folks. And how about those wild doings at the Fawcett house? They had their own hole in the ground, but it was for hiding the evidence.